everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Let's get to some headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Panthers beat the Sabres yesterday 5-2, and they are just cruising right now. The big news yesterday, Alexander Barkov, Sasha comes back in. He's got himself a goal and an assist. The Cats just keep ticking, dude. The Cats, they just keep ticking. They are now in Finland. They're already there, Leroy. They're in Finland.
They leave right after the game?
I guess so.
They didn't play here, so they were probably closer.
Yeah, they were in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, so. It might as well be a foreign country.
Wow.
What? You agree? 5 straight on the road, by the way, for the Cats. They beat New York, and Buffalo. Empire State, kick rocks, dude. Anton Lundell says, the plan for Finland, I'm reading from reporters, food and saunas. Wow. The Finns love saunas, I guess.
I have, seen that. Like, steam rooms, saunas, different things like that.
Yep.
Not too much to do, I guess, you know? I mean, it's a beautiful place, I'm sure, but, you know, they can't go to South Beach.
Get warm. Isn't that where it's daylight for 24 hours?
You didn't mention
I think that. We looked this up. Yeah, I do believe they have a long daylight. I don't know if it's this part of the year that it's that.
Yeah, it's during the summer, usually.
It's going to be cool. By the way, the Stanley Cup is there. The keeper of the cup has tweeted it out.
I would imagine that. Wow. Why would you have the Panthers there after they won the Stanley Cup without bringing the Stanley Cup?
Rub it right in the star's face. Game is on Friday at 1 p.m.
What's the time difference?
So great.
What do we got, Froggy? What? Give me that the finish time.
6:10 p.m.
So we get off early.
We do get off early on Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice.
You know, if they want to do like a 2-hour pregame, you know, we're for that too.
They do a half an hour, right?
I don't know. I mean, for the champs, you know, whatever the champs want, we'll oblige.
We're overseas, baby.
Overseas, you know, if you want to have if Doug Plagans wants to get on this airwaves and Gutland wants him to do sit downs with all, you know what? What if we do this?
Yeah,
you know, just try this out for size, Gutland.
All right.
What if Doug Plagans does sit down interviews with all 4 Finnish Cats?
Wow.
And each one is a half hour long leading into the game. That'd be a special Finland coverage day. You go right after Joe Rose, and then we go to the Finn Cats going right into our coverage of Cat Stars at 1 p.m.
Look at that.
Just try it up for size.
Hey.
Just a little something. You know, if you walk around, see if you like it. I don't know. All right, so I told you I'd give you the D-Wade statue defense. Would you like to hear his defense of the reactions to his statue?
Sure.
All right, this was D-Wade yesterday. Dwayne Wade, he got honored. He finally won a game where somebody got honored, which was nice. That's been a change of pace for a while. Did a cool interview with Jax in the middle of it, of halftime. Before the game, he spoke. And he reacted to all the backlash his statue has gotten.
Have you had a chance to see any of the reaction to the statue yesterday? And like, was there any like reaction that you had at all to everyone's reaction to it yesterday?
Yeah, I have an iPhone. Social media, let's see all things, man. It's a lot of talk about me in this world. Y'all got to know me by now. I care, but I don't. But you know, the social media world is about opinions. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone use y'all opinions. Please talk more about us. Talk more about our statue. Come out and see it. Take some photos. Send some memes. We don't care. It was a special moment yesterday. My family and I. I love. A lot of people don't know. I don't know a lot of people with a statue. Do you? Anybody here? Y'all know anything about the process of a statue? No one out there do neither. And so, you know, it's an unbelievable process to be a part of. and it's a complicated process. And you know, when sitting down with the Miami Heat and myself, what we wanted to do is we wanted to capture a moment that represented the organization, represented myself, and represented the city. I felt like we captured that moment in artistic form, an artistic way. If I wanted to look like me, I'd just stand outside the arena, y'all, and take photos. You don't need to look like me. It's an artistic version of a moment that happened that we're trying to cement. So,
what are you stopping for? What is your finger up for?
Before we saw this, before we saw the statue, they made a big deal of how D-Wade paying attention to every detail. Correct?
That's what you're very, very...
No, that's what they said. That's what they said. I'm not guessing. This is what was said to us. About the distance between his nose and his lip and all this stuff and all that. Correct? Now, he says, hey, it's art.
It is art.
Why
it
was art? So let me get this straight. It don't need to look like him, but the distance between his nose and his lip need to be accurate? Yeah, Explain that to me.
It's the deets, baby.
I'm just trying to make sense of it. The details, but he just said it don't need to look like me.
It does look like him, though. It does look like him.
That's not what he said. That's what you said.
I'm just telling you.
You think it's supposed to look like me? I could just stand outside and take pictures. So he's admitting it doesn't look like him.
He's not admitting it. I mean, yes, he's just saying like it's a,
Marcos,
you know,
Marcos,
a little,
Marcos,
the little touch.
I mean, listen, based
is he
off
not
of,
admitting it don't look like him?
I don't think that was his intention, but based off of your words, Wade just kind of admitted that it doesn't. If I wanted it to look like me, therefore implying that it probably doesn't look like him. But if he had wanted it to, he would have just stood out there. So he's implying that it doesn't.
It's
look
a beautiful
like
statue. I saw it up close yesterday. It's
wait a minute.
Like
wait a minute.
From a
wait
certain
a minute.
Angle.
Wait a minute. Time out.
What?
Here's what I love about what people do. Nobody questioned whether the statue or the honor or the moment wasn't amazing. Okay? Everybody don't get a statue. It is an honor unlike any other. Okay? But he pretty much just admitted it doesn't really look like it.
No.
And that's okay.
I mean, it wasn't really an admit. He's just like, you know.
What did he say?
I felt like it was more like, hey, you take your opinions and stuff it. You know, no, like he doesn't want to hear it from you.
Keep going down the conversation. Don't just hear the part you want. Y'all think the statue looked like me? If it would look like me, I could just stand outside. So
I mean, it's got to be a little different. It's not a human.
So now you're see.
What?
Boy, you are the worst.
What do you mean, dude?
Are you backtracking?
I'm not backtracking.
It's got to look, but it is a statue. It's not a human. It's got to look a little
me.
Different.
You gotta trust me.
You admit it doesn't look exactly like D-Wade.
It looks a lot like him.
Really? He just said it don't look like him.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
Okay, replay that one more time. And this time, use your ears.
You know, when they're sitting down with the Miami Heat and myself, what we wanted to do is we wanted to capture a moment that represented the organization, represented myself, and represented the city. I felt like we captured that moment in an artistic form, an artistic way. If I wanted to look like me, I'd just stand outside the arena, y'all, and take photos. You don't need to look like me. It's an artistic version of a moment that happened that we're trying to cement.
Well, you don't always look the same in every moment. It doesn't look the same in every moment, dude. It's not how it works.
Hold on. He said the statue was not designed to look like him. It was designed to capture a moment.
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, the people are saying it looks.
Say what he said.
And they're saying it looks like Forrest Whitaker. It doesn't look like Forrest Whitaker. It looks like D-Wade.
I'm saying whoever you say it is or isn't, D-Wade just said it don't look like him.
No. That's not what he said. That's not what he meant.
Repeat what he said to me.
He's saying like if I just
no. I said, repeat what you said. How would you think?
It's an artistic expression. If I wanted it to look exactly like me, I would just stand outside and take pictures.
So he's admitting it doesn't look exactly like him.
Nah, I mean, like a little bit. You got to take some leeway with bronze, you know?
Oh, it's not brass anymore, as you've been calling it.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Why would it be made out of the same thing as a trumpet? You should have just corrected me.
No. Yeah.
Usually you can't get away with mistakes on this show.
And Tony Rizzo really scarred me. I don't want to say anything about anyone.
I'm just, you know, my family and I just woke up today still in disbelief. Still in disbelief that we were chosen, that I was chosen to be, you know, the first person in this organization's history and this to have that honor. And it's an honor. And so I appreciate all the comments that everyone has, because I'm in on the joke, guys. Like, I laugh all the time. Like, I'm cool. I saw some memes of that. I was like, it kind of got a little Lawrence Fishburne, lower jawline. I mean, my jawline is covered with this beard. Y'all can't see it. I didn't have a beard at the time, so y'all can see my jawline a little more. But, you know, the family at Fine Art Studios did an amazing job. And I hate that for them, because they are in a different world, you know, when it comes to the work that they're doing and what they create. And every time they create something, someone has to come out and say something about their creation that cannot do what they do. And so I know what that feels like, because I'm an athlete who people talk. I was a former athlete who people talked about me a lot, but they couldn't do what I do. And so, you know, you learn how to just, you know, laugh, look at it, learn from it, move on, whatever. So we good.
Yeah, you guys bullied the artist.
No, we didn't. See, the point that I'm making is this, with all this, it was not made to look like D-Wade.
Well,
it was made to capture a moment. And wait, this is not conjecture. This is not opinion. This is me believing the words coming out of D-Wade's mouth.
I think.
No, it, you no? think. I know based on what he said.
It's one of these things where, like, hey, if the game went a certain way, you have to have answers for how the game went. And so.
Wait, Outback said the artist bullied that bronze.
It looks like him.
No, it doesn't, dude.
Dude, it looks like him.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, if I walked up on that in a dark place, I would be scared.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know why you're scared. It's a moment of celebration.
But I will say this. If I approach that statue, like D-Wade said, and remember the moment, it's awesome.
This side harsher than the other side. You know, very pointy on the jaw.
Slightly paler. I don't understand how that's happening. The sun, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the sun was right there.
So it's like, oh, man, it has to be like the perfect angle, perfect sun. And you're like, oh, not that bad.
No. I think it really was Goosey's being around it. It was. Yes,
and it will be. I love that it's
from the back. From the back, it looks just like him.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, just the
pose, the body, yeah. No,
so,
for sure.
So here's the deal, and here's the point that I would like to make. If you listen to what D-Wade said,
wow, it actually
makes the statue that much more appreciative. Okay, when you go into it, if you went into it thinking that it's supposed to look like D-Wade, then you're not getting what they were trying to do. But if you go in there and you look at the statue and you say, that's this moment, that's this is my house, then you get a whole different opinion of it. But to go in there thinking that's supposed to look like D-Wade is telling you, no. Hmm. So you can say it kind of looks like him. You're just being nice. The man who the statue was made out of, who spent 16 hours with him, says, no, it wasn't designed to look like
him. I think he's defending the artist. He very clearly cares about the artists.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's kind of like,
what would you do? To make you right, you will say that the actual person who's talking about the statue to help build the statue,
yeah,
you don't believe his responses. So I'm taking D-Wade for what he said. You saying D-Wade's lying.
I think he's being nice. But I think it's one of these things where I like the statue. I think it looks like him, but it's fine. I get the jokes too. Like, it does have I have to admit there are harsh angles. There are harsh angles. Harsh angles.
But again, here's where they got lost, I think, a little bit. Because when he got on that table and he was yelling, "This is my house," they tried to capture that.
Yes.
So
that's why I was doing the side by side the other day, and you were like, "Nah, it doesn't look like it." I'm like, "It does." The roar.
No, but here's what I would say. First of all, I appreciate it anyway. Now, no, it's worse.
No, what do you mean it's worse? It's not worse. It's not worse.
Marcos.
Okay, if you the jaw is too square. Even he said it. The jaw is too square. His face is a little bit more rounded off. I understand the mouth open thing, but I agree with Leroy. You didn't necessarily. No one like needed that specific second. Like, you know, you could have.
That's close. But everybody remember. What did you want the section? What did you want it to be? What did you want it to be? Smiling like
a smirk. Like, you know, this is my house.
That's not how it went.
I know. Listen, come on.
Nobody on this world got bronze teeth.
What?
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
There's no teeth in any bronze statue?
No, I'm sure there is, but I'm saying, like, in their efforts to show teeth, they messed up the rest of his face and head.
He wanted the teeth.
Okay. Mm. Again.
Yeah, I think that's where
D-Wade
it is.
D-Wade said that this is not about looking like him. It's about capturing a moment. Okay? I appreciate that because now I went into it thinking the statue was supposed to look like D-Wade. Now I do not. Now I think of the statue as that moment and not looking like D-Wade. So now that I heard that, you won't hear another thing from me about questioning until you say it looked like D-Wade. Then we're going to have a problem. Because D-Wade said it wasn't designed to look like D-Wade.
Something tells me you're going to have more things to say.
No. No. Because when they said it wasn't designed to look like him. So then I can't go into it. So what if it's a little terrifying?
It's not terrifying.
That's how he's going to do it. That's how he's gonna. So what? The statue looks nothing like him. So what? The jaw looks like he's the man.
Hey, let me tell you something. It does look. Wait. Not for nothing. It does look closer to that than D-Wade. Or just put up one of the Walking Dead people.
They
walk around town with their hands like this.
Taylor looked good though.
What?
D-Wade Boulevard looked good yesterday.
Yeah. You sent the pictures.
Took a little looky do around.
And of course, he came and gave you some little credit. Gave you some credit.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? He still didn't send me no wine.
Still waiting on it.
Oh man. We'll take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
This is one of the best albums ever. This was Calvin Harris, right?
No.
Was this Calvin Harris collaborated with like 8 different artists and damn near every song was on the charts of all the dance clubs?
Yeah, it was Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
I'm singing it in my head to remember, but I guess, yeah.
Yeah, he did like a whole album with number collaborations.
Is that like DJ Khaled
type of thing? Jennifer?
Yeah.
No, because in the beginning it sounds like a different song, so I don't know.
By the way, Calvin Harris, 6'6". Really?
Yeah, remember we went and I went to Vegas one time and I was in the elevator with Calvin Harris and who's the his dad owns like
Steve Aoki.
Yeah, Steve Aoki.
Benihana. He owns Benihana.
Benihana. Mm. Yeah. Benihana.
Mm. I went to Hibachi this past Friday.
I know. Onion did you? Have you ever did the all you can eat Hibachi?
There is there's one of those near Royal Palm where you can do a buffet and they have hibachi. Where
it's Ichiban.
I've never been to Ichiban.
I went to Hood Ichiban, spelled I-Z-Z. No, it's spelled I-Z-Z. Everybody calls it Ichiban. And so when you look up Ichiban, it says the one by you. Hmm? But that ain't it.
You know, I think we should get the opinion of somebody else.
Stolen is Steve Egg Yogi.
Point four.
Oh, is this hilarious?
Witcher.
Schmeathen got in the lather before today's show. He's kind of a haymaker.
I laughed more at Leroy's laugh than anything else.
Oh, because
he has so much fun.
JFig, don't piggyback off his laugh. I'm only laughing at his laughing.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm spared Leroy. What? Like, hey, what do you expect?
And I don't know why Marcos ain't laughing. That was funny. He just smiles.
That's funny.
He's afraid too.
Marcos just does the smile.
I know I'm next. That's the only
Oh man. Jimmy Butler, he was asked about D-Wade's statue. Jimmy Butler's a truth teller. All right. He's not gonna hold back. So we gotta take his word for it.
I like it. I mean, I think what he's done for the city, I think it's crazy that, you know, he's the first one to get a statue out there. I'm pretty sure he won't be the last one to get one, but what a way to set an example. I mean, that guy has done so much for this organization. That's my brother, man. I'm proud of him.
He likes it.
He spoke more about D-Wade than the actual.
Well, we don't got to get in the sauce of his. Hey, the first word out of that. He likes it.
Here. This is what people are doing. And this is what I tried to do yesterday. Separate the honor of getting the statue.
Yesterday,
celebrate D Wade's honor and not talk about the.
You said you were done with that, okay?
let me ask you this.
Hey, you separated that today, okay? Yeah. Like a segment ago, not yesterday.
Technically.
Yesterday, you went in.
Do you think just
on the statue?
Honor. Let me ask you this, if this worked out for us yesterday, because he was very positive about D-Wade Boulevard. Do you think because you can say nothing about a street and that got put up the same time, did it make the street because the statue was?
Oh, you mean because the street doesn't have a picture?
The street's a street. He's just like, cool, sign.
Well, I think here's the thing. There's a lot of people who have streets named after them.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't a whole bunch of statues.
It's true.
So I don't care what that statue look like. Ain't a whole bunch of people getting statues built outside the arena that they played.
How did the Allen Iverson statue? All I know of the Allen Iverson statue is it's tiny. Did it look like him?
I mean, we couldn't tell.
I ever saw was the picture of Allen Iverson holding it like it was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I never even looked at the accuracy of it, if it looks like him.
Like I would put that on my driveway to keep cars from driving over my grass. He got an AI statue.
So and tiny.
I use D-Wade's statue.
Yeah, that's what isn't bad. It's a majority. I can't say like a majority of his face. Like I would say it's not as detailed as Wade's statue. But I think
they didn't take as big a swing as what you're saying.
They played it safe, and I'm kind of glad they did. Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to grab a picture of it now. But again,
the details on the D-Wade statue are very nice.
Man, down to like the stuff written on his shoes.
On his shoes.
That's crazy.
It's very nice.
Yeah, this but one, yes, the detail from here down.
Yeah, this
fabulous.
This Iverson statue looks like they kind of were like at the base model, and then they're like, "Nah, this is good here, right? It's small anyway. No one's gonna see this."
They didn't want to upgrade to.
No, they did the headband, they did the sleeve and the braids, and they're like, "Nah, I think this is good, right? This is fine. This should be fine.
We're good with it."
Yeah, I'm uploading it there. And again, the fact that it's so small, they're probably like, "Who's really even gonna look at the detail? What are they gonna do with a magnifying glass?"
Wait, is that a headband or a hat?
Okay.
You know, you got a skull cap on.
Bronze is hard to work.
Bronze is hard to work with. That's what I'm saying.
They were trying to do cornrows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, this is not an easy material to work with. We should give this a pass. It looks like D-Wade.
It doesn't look like D-Wade. Like he told you that.
I'm telling you, it looks like D-Wade.
He told you that.
Just being nice to the artists. It looks like him. It looks like him. Take a break. Back after this.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQ. Hey, if you guys want to go to Tortuga, text the word water to 20357. That's water to 20357. One winner is going to get a 3-day pass to Tortuga Music Festival April 4th, 5th, and 6th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. You'll see Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Luke Combs. So if you guys want to go win those Tortuga 3-day passes, text the word water to 20357. For more info, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Yesterday, the Panthers, they beat the Sabres by a score of 5-2.
And it wasn't that close.
Panthers are looking every bit like they did last year. The big news in this one, though, was the great Alexander Barkov, Leroy, made his return. And I got to tell you, man, it's pretty awesome how Barky has been, he comes in right off the gate. He's like, you know what? I'm going to show these guys exactly what I got for them, which is I'm still the captain of this team, and I'm going to whoop ass. The reinforcements are coming. The fact that they were able to pick up these wins and still with no Tkachuk, with no Barkov, and just keep the train moving. And now that train goes to Finland. And you know what happens when you put cats in Finland?
What?
They get cold.
It becomes Winland. That's
Whoa!
What happens. That's what happened, Stars. That's what you're in for.
Yeah.
The only Stars in
Point
Finland.
For Tobin.
The only Stars in Finland are Barkov, Eetu Ostarainen. He's got a very hard name to say. Anton Lundell, yeah. Mikko Mikkola, and honorary Finnish goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky.
Why is it honorary?
What?
Why? Because when he's between the pipes, you're finished.
Whoa!
That's what's up. That's what's up, dude.
Whoa, whoa. Wow.
The cats are coming for you.
Yeah.
Can I get a Doug Plagans last night on the call? Alexander Barkov, you know, yeah. A little light in the lampy poo because he's always going to be lighting the lamp for our way. He is our guide. Mm. Sasha.
And Barkov makes it 5-2 Panthers. And the folks who stuck around after the Bennett goal have decided they're leaving KeyBank Center after the Barkov goal. It's 5-2 Panthers, and a lot of folks heading up the stairs to the exits now.
Wow. Well, listen. Hopefully, don't get a revenge on Sunday. Do the idiot Sabres fans, do they jump through tables before hockey games?
No, I don't
seem
think
like they seem more mild mannered than the football fan, which
I think
is
hockey fans in general, except for those wild kids we got down here.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I have those.
Hockey. Football is wild.
Yep. Football is
rabid.
But then people go to like the Panthers games. People are chugging on the TV. I mean, you got Koepka. Who knows what else he's doing in that luxury box?
Ekblad!
We've all seen his eyes.
Kodak Black.
Oh my God, Kodak Black.
Missed that
got
guy.
Got the Panthers chugging on television on the old Jumbotron. Eichenberg.
Okay.
Why would you swan dive on your own running back?
That doesn't make sense, actually.
Never happened to you, Leroy? Your own player?
Except for the couple of passes that Vinny threw me that were sketchy at best. Let's see. I had two quarterbacks get my ribs broke. Let me see. I did tear my shoulder. I got tackled and the big defensive lineman did the belly bust on me, and my shoulder just.
But it wasn't
a rotator cuff. But it wasn't my own guy.
It wasn't your teammate giving you the Macho Man elbow.
And it did get a knee injury because of my own teammate.
What?
He ran. So I was running down the field, caught a pass. I was running down the field. He came from over here to get in front of me, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy that was chasing him took my knee out.
Ugh.
But not my own guy hitting me. I hit a guy before. Mm. I hit my own guy hard.
Oh, injured him?
I don't know, but he was mad as hell. So Vinny threw an interception. So he throws the interception over to the sideline. I'm running over here like this to cut him off. We run into our own bench. Somebody yelled Leroy, and I saw a flash out of the corner of my eye. So I figured I'm going to get him before he get me. So I turned to hit him, but it was our wide receiver.
Why would the defender call your name?
I thought it was somebody on the sideline.
Oh, just trying to give you a heads up?
Yeah.
Man, you know, I saw, after hearing Eichenberg very clearly poked Sealer in the eye, and then seeing him, you know, attempt to take out Achan, I then had to see the stories of that Chargers offensive lineman. Did you see that? The Saints player, I believe, was hanging on to Justin Herbert's knee, and the offensive lineman saw him and then began to annihilate him to the point where he had to be taken off from the defender before he, what seemed like he almost killed him. Like, Justin Herbert's peeling him off. Like, you know, don't worry about it, dude. It's okay. We'll get him on the next one.
What is the official doing? It looks like the official's trying to stop his head from hitting the ground too hard.
That's crazy. I got to go look up that play on Twitter and see what the hell happened.
Yeah, he was trying to, like, alligator roll or something like that. That's where they, like, have your ankle and try to.
Yeah, and then they roll, yeah.
So he saw that he did it for, like, 3 seconds. It was quite an extended period of time. But the old lineman went and, like, defended his QB. And meanwhile, my offensive lineman's, you know, breaking our best player's eye socket. And I'm just like, great. This is wonderful.
Guy's out there acting like he's Rob Van Dam.
You know what's even worse than that? You have helmets on.
Dude. I mean, Achant, could you get more of a conjecture of size on the team than Liam Eichenberg and Devon Achant?
No, but I'm saying when he got his orbital bone broke, they still wear helmets.
Yeah.
So you don't get poked in the eye.
Crazy.
Worse.
Go to break there, Frog Van Dam.
Damn it. It comes back.